Dear friends, good evening and thank you for joining us this evening. Today, in our Gnostic Lab for practical application, what we will do is that we will dedicate ourselves to the practice of the mantra called Fewindacht. This is a very peculiar mantra. It is likely that you may have seen it as you scoured and read many of Samael's books. You can find this practice specifically stated in the book The Mayan Mysteries. But if you have never heard of this mantra, allow us to explain you how is it that this mantra works for you and for what exactly this mantra is used, because this is in fact a very powerful word of power. In his book The Mayan Mysteries, Samael tells us that the hepatic chakra is the one that is used for astral projection. Now, what is the hepatic chakra? Well, this is the chakra that is associated to the liver, because it is in the liver that we process most of our emotions. And of course, that superior plane of consciousness, which is the realm of Chod in the Tree of Life, is the realm of those superior emotions. Just like Netzai is the realm of the mind, Chod is the realm of emotions, and Yesod is the realm of vitality. So, it is the hepatic chakra, the one that helps us for our astral projection. And Samael tells us, the astral body is connected with the liver. So, if our liver is not in a healthy state, if it is polluted with toxins, if we carry a significant amount of what is known as hepatic calculi, which are some sort of liver stones, then that goes against us in our practice. And this is why in his book, The Occult Treatise of Practical Magic, the Treatise of Occult Medicine and Practical Magic, Samael gives us some remedies to eliminate hepatic calculi, to just clear the liver of all of those stones and help bring the liver back into a healthy state. When the liver is in a healthy state, it becomes a lot easier for us to be dealing not only with emotional transactions and withstand and tolerate those difficult moments, it also makes it a lot easier for us to unfold consciously in our astral body. Samael says, by awakening the chakra of the liver, anyone can enter and leave the physical body at will. With practice, and as we achieve certain degrees of mastery, well, we can certainly allow the physical body to continue doing the things that it does on a daily basis. We can still allow the personality to continue right there with the physical body and allow the body to do mechanically certain things. And we could unfold in our astral body consciously, and the physical body can stay here. But of course, that is a situation that requires some mastery in doing this. So the best way for us to unfold in our astral body is by taking advantage of how we unfold in our astral body every day. Because yes, every time that we go to sleep at night, we leave the physical body behind, and we go and roam, provided that it is aimlessly and unconsciously, within the astral plane. And those experiences that we have in the astral plane at night is what we call dreams. They come across in ways that are fragmented, that are confusing, in ways that apparently do not make sense. But what is happening is that within that element of the fifth dimension, the moment that we penetrate it, we start seeing communications that happen in terms of symbols. So to understand our dreams, to get the best understanding of our oneric experiences, well, we have to learn to decipher and translate those dreams based on four basic laws. The law of correspondences, the law of philosophical analysis, the law of opposites, and the law of number. Those are the four that we need to apply. If you have not taken yet our three-part course on understanding our dreams, we invite you to request it. You can go to our page, www.samaiognosis.us, and you can request this course. It comes to you free of charge, and you can complete it at your own pace. So if you haven't done it, we invite you to do that, so that as you become better unfolding in your astral body and remembering more and more of your dreams, that you can understand your dreams better, that you can extract value from those experiences based on what you hear, what you see, and certainly, again, what you experience. So Samael says, by awakening the chakra of the liver, anyone can enter and leave the physical body at will. The spleen, the hepatic, and the solar plexus are developed with the Egyptian mantra, Fe Windacht. This is what he says. Samael tells us, one chance on the note me, that is the E. You know that as you look at that keyboard in English, it is C, D, E for Do, Re, Mi. Well, we chant this mantra in that note me. And it helps us develop the three chakras and the lungs. So let's explain what is happening in the physical body whenever we are chanting the mantra Fe Windacht. When we start with the first part of the mantra and we are chanting Fe, the vibration of that letter E as E, it allows for the vibration of the larynx, the chakra of the throat. This is a very important chakra, because when this chakra starts vibrating in harmony, we start developing the ability to listen in those superior planes of consciousness. And that is, of course, very important if we're going to be unfolding in our astral body. Because then, as we are there, we can then hear better what we are experiencing. We can listen better to the conversations that we hold, to the instructions that we are given, to the symbols that we receive. So we start with that first part, Fe. The second part of the mantra, Uing, is chanted Uing. The letter U allows for the vibration of the solar plexus. That solar plexus, you can find it in your body a distance of around 3 fingers above your navel. And that solar plexus is inclusive of your enteric system, is inclusive of your liver, is inclusive of your spleen, is inclusive of your pancreas. All those organs right there, they are all parts and elements of your solar plexus. It is here in the solar plexus where the physical body, during the day, receives those suprasensible rays of the sun, and at night, when you go to sleep and you leave your physical body behind, well, your solar plexus takes of that solar energy and distributes it throughout the rest of your body, towards the rest of your plexi. As you unfold in your astral body, which again, we do every night, what will happen is that the vital body will then assume control of the physical body and will start repairing, regenerating, reconstructing, bringing back vitality into not only the organs and the tissues, but every gland in your endocrine system. So those days when you start waking up in the morning and you're feeling that you did not get enough rest, well, that is evidently a condition that is saying that your vital body was not capable to regenerate your body enough. And it should invite you to go back and revisit what is happening in your day, because it could be possible that you would be abusing of one of your three major brains. You could be abusing of your intellect, you could be abusing of your emotions, or perhaps you could be abusing of your motor, sexual, and instinctive center. So we chant that second part, Wing, and the letter U allows for the vibration of the solar plexus. When that throat chakra and that solar plexus start vibrating in harmony, your physicality starts reaching a superior condition that is more conducive for you to be able to unfold consciously in your astral body. But then, after the letter U, comes the letter I that sounds E. That E allows for the chakras of the head to start vibrating. So now, we have not only the throat chakra, but the solar plexus and the chakras of the head all vibrating. Those in the head are very important because among the chakras of the head, we have that very peculiar chakra that exists within our eyebrows, which is known in Sanskrit as Ajna. This is the third eye. So when that chakra is vibrating harmoniously with the others, your vision becomes clearer within the astral plane. So as you look at the symbols that you witness, as you look at the circumstances and the events that are happening, you become more capable of extracting information and bringing back details from that oneiric experience. But that second part ends in a letter N. That letter N, Samael tells us, it brings a bell-like sound into the vibration of the previous ones. So it sounds as if you were striking a bell. In. And it allows for the prolongation of the vibration of the previous vowel. Now the last four letters, D-A-G-T, in some of the books, they appear as D-A-G-J, okay? The letter D strikes on the letter A. When that happens, the letter A starts setting into vibration the chakras of the lungs. And this is very important because as those chakras are vibrating, their harmonious vibration allows for better extraction of prana out of every breath that you consume. Remember, prana is life. Prana is the breath of life itself that exists, as Samael tells us, in every atom and in every particle, just as much as in every sun and in every star. So we have, let's go ahead and recap, we have the chakra of the larynx vibrating harmoniously with the chakra of the solar plexus, with the chakra of the head, particularly the one that gives you that ability to see in those superior dimensions. And then the chakras of the lungs are allowing of you to extract the most amount of prana, of that christic energy, so that you can nourish your body with that. That is followed by the letter G. And that one sounds like this. Hear that again. That vibration allows for the chakra of the liver, specifically that chakra, to vibrate. So now it is the chakra in the chakras in the head, the chakra in the larynx, the chakras in the lungs, the chakra of the solar plexus, and your liver, all at the same time. We end with that letter T. Da. And we bring the mantra right there to an end. So you see, this particular mantra, this word of power, Fe Win Dacht, puts you in a really favorable condition for you to unfold in your astral body. As you are putting this into practice tonight, we will invite you to do this while you are laying comfortably on your back. That way, as you fall asleep, you will be able to unfold either willingly, consciously, or naturally as part of your process of sleeping. The important thing that we ask of you is, if you happen to have incense burning, that is a it sets the environment in a very favorable condition for you to unfold. But next to your bed, perhaps under your pillow, keep close to you a Gnostic journal. That way, when you wake up tomorrow morning, as you wake up, remember, don't shake your body. Don't move your body so that you do not erase those memories that you're bringing back. and very gently reach for your Gnostic journal and write down every detail that you can recall from your oneiric experience, from your dream state. One last thing that Samael tells us here in the book, The Mayan Mysteries. He says, one chance on the note me. Remember, this is that third note in that seven-note scale. It is do, re, mi. It is that particular note. Thus, developing the three chakras and the lungs. So what happens if you are not chanting it in the note me? Well, that is for you to experience. Perhaps you will chant it tonight, comfortably, in whatever tone your voice allows you to chant it, and it would be enough, and you would be able to unfold consciously in your astral body. Maybe you do that, and it does not work for you. So then give it a try in that vibration of that note me, because that higher vibration then forces that superior vibration into your own chakras. Give it an opportunity. Now, how do you unfold? Well, Samael tells us, and you have heard in perhaps the several lectures that we have offered as well on Samael's keys to unfold in your astral body, that as you are going to unfold in your astral body, that this has to be an action. It is not that you're sitting there, that you're resting there in bed, and you're imagining that you are unfolding in your body, because then that does not work. Eventually, you will fall asleep, and you will continue in that state of unconsciousness into the astral plane. So look for that period of transition where you feel that you are half awake and half asleep. You will notice that as you start reaching that state, the first images of dreams start flashing in the screen of your mind. So the moment you start seeing those, don't ask yourself if now is the right moment, if you should breathe twice, if you should chant the mantra once more, if you're comfortable enough. Because the moment that you do that, you bring all of your attention into your substance, into your physicality. And then you have to start all over again. So at that moment where you start seeing those first images flashing in your mind, feel yourself vaporous. Feel yourself as if you were a feather floating in air. And in that sensation, just stand. Just stand. And the moment that you do that, you will effectively be able to leave your body behind. Now, if you do this and you jump next to your bed with the intent of floating, because you have to have the intent of floating, and you don't, then don't despair. Just get back in bed and try it again. And if it doesn't work today, then try it again tomorrow. What is important is that you continue trying. But before long, you will be able to do this consciously. So let's share with you a quick reminder on how is it that note me sounds like. And we're going to play this note here for you a couple of times. Try to keep it in mind so that when you are chanting this mantra, that you can chant it as close to the note me as you possibly can do it. This note me sounds something like this. Again. See that? Again. Again. So we're going to try to sing this mantra, Fewindacht, in this particular tone. So let's go ahead and let's start by relaxing our physical body. If you are in a place right now where you are getting the intense light that is coming out of your computer screen, just throw a towel over it. That way, that blue light coming from your screen is not influencing or affecting the normal cycles of your pituitary gland, of your pineal gland, we should say. Because when we interrupt those cycles, well, pineal gland is responsible for controlling the flow of sexual hormones in the body. So let's block that and go and lay down. You can lay down on the floor, on your carpet, on your bed, perhaps on your yoga mat. As you're resting, you would benefit from aligning your head towards the north. That way your physical body is aligned with the flow of natural magnetic currents of the planet. So as you lay on your back, stretch your legs, bring your heels together and allow your feet just to naturally spread from side to side, open up like a fan. And allow your arms just to rest comfortably extended alongside of your body. Let's start by taking a deep breath in one. Hold it. Two. One. Two. One. Two. Go back to your normal breathing pattern. If you can, make it deliberate to allow that flow of air to come in and out of your body. And do that as silently as you can as you breathe in and out of your nose. And with every exhalation, allow every worry, every preoccupation, just to go away. Allow your physical body to be so comfortable that you let it sink naturally into that mattress, into your yoga mat, or onto the carpet on the floor. And while continuing to breathe without making any significant effort, imagine that your body is made up of an infinite amount of little gnomes. Let those gnomes walk out of your body, out through the soles of your feet. And as they walk out, you can immediately feel a sensation of relaxation and lightness that goes through your feet, into your ankles, and up your shins, into your calves, all the way up to your knees. We continue to breathe without forcing our breath. And as we continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we allow that relaxation and that lightness to spread from our knees into our thighs, deep into the tissues of our thighs, all the way up to our hips. and we continue to breathe rhythmically without forcing the breath. And as we maintain the remembrance of self, we can also feel that subtle vibration that inundates our legs. And we enjoy it with gratitude and with gratefulness, but we do not identify with it, because this is what a natural state of relaxation feels like. We continue observing these little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet. And we allow of that relaxation and that calmness to reach into our abdomen. And as we continue breathing with every exhalation, we allow for all worries and all preoccupations just to fade away. And we allow that relaxation to spread throughout all of our internal organs. As we exhale, we start feeling that the exhalation becomes deeper. We allow that relaxation to penetrate deep into our stomach, our liver, our spleen, our pancreas. We allow that relaxation to express itself as the free flow of fluids all throughout our lymph nodes, with no obstructions and no resistance. With every exhalation, we bring that relaxation into your lungs. We relax of our heart. And we allow that relaxation to spread across all the tissue that exists and makes up of our back, from the center of our spine sideways, as it ultimately reaches the shoulders. we continue breathing effortlessly. And as we continue observing those little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, as each one of them walks out of our body, that sensation of relaxation and lightness becomes so much more comfortable. And then we allow for that very same sensation of relaxation to cascade from our shoulders into our elbows, from our elbows into our wrists, from our wrists into our hands, until it comes out of our fingers. And with gratitude, we enjoy of this sensation of relaxation. As you continue breathing, in that sensation when the exhalation becomes so deep, we allow then for that sensation of relaxation to extend into our neck. So let's relax our throat. That throat that has to endure the harshness of many of our words. Our throat that has become a creative center out of which so many words have been used at times to hurt others. Well, we certainly must bring some healing into it. And from this moment forward, as we go by in our day, let's make an effort to use our words in ways that are more constructive, ways that are more edifying and essentially dignifying, so that we can bring harmony into others' lives, so that we can bring loving compassion into our conversations. We relax our neck. And as we continue observing those little gnomes walking out the soles of our feet, we relax the muscles of our jaw. We relax our tongue. Relax our lips. We relax our eyes, our eyelids. We relax the muscles in our forehead. And we relax our face. Relax your ears. And relax your scalp. All the way up until the relaxation itself meets itself at the very crown of your head. Notice the subtle vibration that inundates all of your physical body. And remember it, so that later on, as we are going through a difficult time, that we can invoke of our innermost. And that through our innermost, we can then invoke this very same state of relaxation. Because it is when we are this relaxed that we can truly learn how to listen. And together we can say, Divine Father, Father of mine, you who are my true being, you who are my internal God, we ask of you and we beg of you with our soul and our heart that you guide us through this exercise. Help us in this practice with the mantra Fe Windach. And allow our centers to vibrate harmoniously. We beg for the opportunity to be able to unfold consciously in our astral body. We ask for your help so that we can bring back vivid, colorful memories from the astral plane, rich in the content of symbols, sounds, colors, and all the associated emotions. We ask of your powerful assistance. In the name of the Christ, by the power of Christ, and by the love of Christ. So be it. Let's all chant the mantra Fe Windach. Fe Windach. As you continue chanting the mantra with the vibration of every vowel, see the respective center vibrating. See the vibration of your creative larynx, the vibration of your solar plexus, the vibration of the chakras in your head, just as the vibration of your lung and your liver. Divine Father, we ask of you and we beg of you that you awaken in us the necessary faculties for us to unfold consciously in our astral body. As you start witnessing the first images that come in that transition state, identify yourself with being vaporous, light as a feather, and stand off your bed and jump with the intent of flying. Dear friends, continue with your exercise, and may all beings be happy. Ooh.